Crisis in Britannia, Day 75. I'm Matthew DeBard, and you're listening to Britannia Network News. In the headlines today, in a stunning reversal of fortune, the undead army has been almost completely destroyed in the city of Trinzic. Eyewitness reports say that the most successful tactics involved dozens of volunteers rushing the barricades with chopping weapons. While mages rained lightning and flames onto the walls, assault teams managed to penetrate the evil shrine and destroy it entirely. Reports are inconclusive on the nature of the evil shrine, since many of the members of the assault team did not return to tell the tale. The evidence of their success is all around, nevertheless. Once the barricades were breached, thousands died rushing through to widen and hold the breach at the gate. After the gate was retaken, the slaughter of the invaders began. Within a short time, not one undead enemy was left standing, and Trinzic was retaken. With Trinzic back in human hands on some shards, Lord British's guards have been restored. The spell that keeps them from attacking monsters is still in place. They will, however, respond to calls from citizens attacked by other citizens. It is expected that more shards will make the attempt to free Trinzic in the near future. Word has come from Britain that Dupre and the Interim Council will make an important announcement tomorrow. Speculation is running rampant that Lord British has been found and rescued. There is equal speculation that he has been located, but is dead or unreachable by mundane forces. BNN will have reporters on hand and will bring you details on the announcement as soon as we have them. More news after these words.
My name is Mark Depraved. Just 2 short years ago, I was a broke lyceum dropout painting houses for a little gold and living in a tiny one-room shack in the worst part of Britain. I had no hope and no future. Then I attended an auction with a friend and bought some antique furniture. Who would I sell it to? That's when I stumbled on the money-making trick that works without fail. I placed one small classified ad on the local ComCrystal channel. Within 3 weeks, I had sold all the furniture at a profit of 1,000%. I placed that gold right around, bought 500,000 fish steaks from a local grandmaster, and this time I placed ads on ComCrystal channels all over Britannia. Within days, I was wealthy. Now I'm going to share my techniques with you. For just 21 gold pieces, I'll send you my book, Mark Depraved's Guide to Buying at Auction and Selling on Crystal. You'll receive a step-by-step guide on how to attend an auction, how to bid on and buy items in that auction, how to write a compelling classified ad and place it on a ComCrystal frequency. If you act now, I'll also send you absolutely free a second book, 150,000 ComCrystal Channels of Britannia. You'll be able to place your ad and reap the benefits within days. So act now. Call this channel and get Mark Depraved's Guide to Buying at Auction and Selling on Crystal plus 150,000 ComCrystal Channels of Britannia for only 21 gold.
Offer not valid in Britain, U, Cove, Scarabray, Trinzic, or any city with an incorruptible Better Business Bureau. Local tax applies. Offer expires at the next moon phase or the start of any investigation. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to BNN. Other news today. The recent overwhelmingly popular contest titled Who Wants to Marry a Lumberjack met with controversy this week regarding one of the winning contestants. A bard recently arrived in Magencia bearing news that, in addition to chopping down trees, winning lumberjack Slick Snotwell had a previous career appearing as Betty Blaze, a well-known torch singer on the Britannia Tavern circuit. Contest organizers could not be reached for comment. Controversy has also overtaken Captain Pete of Jellum, seen earlier today offering 10,000 gold to anyone who would sell him their child. Apparently, Pete had negotiated a trade opportunity with the undead of Trinzic, in which he will supply them with a continuous stream of Lil Britannian scout cookies. Captain Pete apparently did not notice the fine print in his agreement, where he promised to ensure that the cookies would actually be made out of Lil Britannians. And that's the news for today. I'm Matthew the Bard, and you've been listening to BNN.